Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
After collectively as a society, we shopped till we dropped, right? We did Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then it was Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. And here to tell us what we were shopping for, when we were shopping, how much we spent, Global Sales Manager, Global Sales Marketing Lead, rather, at Block, Allison Meyer on line with us right now. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You've really broken down a lot of the information about what people were shopping for, when they were shopping. So what does this latest data reveal about Black Friday and Cyber Monday consumer spending?
Yeah, so what we saw in our data is that sales were up and consumers were using many different payment products to purchase the things that they want and need during the Black Friday and Cyber Monday period. So Block, which is a global financial technology company, has unique insight into how people are shopping because we serve both small businesses through Square's products and consumers through Cash App and Afterpay. During the Black Friday, Cyber Monday weekend in the U.S., we saw transactions were up. This means shoppers were spending more with businesses in our network. And we saw more customers gravitating towards our products, whether they're buy now, pay later with Afterpay, or our digital wallet with Cash App, and we saw more customers throughout the United States using Block's products.
Well, and that's not really surprising because retailers were anticipating people were going to be spending more this year. Consumers say, yeah, we'll shop, but we want to find better deals, better ways to pay for things, right?
Absolutely. And so some of the categories where we saw a lot of popularity and a lot more shopping was services like beauty and wellness services. We saw our customers shopping more with home and garden. And then we also saw our shoppers really gravitating towards travel like flights and hotels and experiences like concert tickets and dinners. And when it comes to the flexibility and wanting more accessibility with how they pay for their shopping, we see buy now, pay later as one of those key solutions. So Afterpay, which is our buy now, pay later solution, we saw customers adding more to their baskets this year than last year, showing that they can reduce stress during the holiday period by spreading out their payments over time and really gravitating towards that solution for that reason.
Were there records broken when it came to shopping this past weekend, Allison?
Absolutely. Like I said before, overall transactions were up 124 million transactions in the U.S., which is a 10% increase from last year. And we saw 50 million customers using our products, which is a high for us.
What kind of trends did you see among small business?
So local retail and shopping with small business has also been a key focus for Block. We actually executed neighborhood takeovers across the U.S. where we encourage Cash App users with special discounts and experiences to go to local businesses that use Square. And as a result of this, as a result of activating during Shop Small Saturday, we saw that cash card transactions were up overall, demonstrating our ability to encourage our consumer network to shop with small businesses in a way that's unique and compelling.
Well, it was a great start to the holiday shopping season. It is by no means over, though. We've still got a few weeks for consumers to get out there and spend, right?
Absolutely. And because Block serves so many different types of customers and so many different businesses, we're actually featuring all of our data in real time during the holiday shopping period on our website. So anyone can visit growyourholidayswithblock.com and you'll be able to see how transactions are looking. You'll be able to see shopping insights by local neighborhoods. And we're collecting all of that in real time this season.
All right. We'll check it out. Allison, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.